Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me and being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm really glad you're here. And I'm glad that my new friend, actually, he's not such a new friend anymore, but he's your new friend, Brian Davis, is with us. Brian is Program Director for McLean County Chamber of Commerce there in the Bloomington area, and just about 100 or so miles southwest of Chicago. A great part of the world, Heartland America. And if you stuck a pin in the map of Heartland America, you'd have to come pretty darn close to McLean County. And he's a new friend and actually a new customer too. Brian Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on today, Jim.
Or welcome to the show. I guess I should say next time I'll say welcome back. You're also one of my heroes, Brian, because you help. You're a chamber professional. And Chamber of Commerce professionals are my heroes because you guys work awfully hard to help small business owners, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, we appreciate it. It's a tireless job, but, you know, we're always ready to take a jump at helping any business we can.
Well, and I know you do that, and I'd like for you to tell the audience a little bit about the McLean County area, Bloomington area, and what you guys got going on there.
Well, for folks who aren't familiar with who we are, what we are, like you said, we're about halfway between Chicago and St. Louis. If you just drew a straight line and bisected, you'd find us. We're right along Interstates 55, 74, and 39, so we've got a pretty good track. If you ever watch the Weather Channel, it's easy to find us on a big map. McLean County is really known globally for three things. We're the national, international headquarters for both State Farm Insurance and Country Financial. I think Cotton States Insurance is down your way, and that's a Country Financial subsidiary.
Right.
We're also known as the home of beer nuts.
Now that's a distinction that you should really be proud of. So I can imagine all the mothers out there saying, "Well, it's come to this."
it has, and I mean, Norm Peterson did us right on Cheers for all those years because he sat there and promoted this town great. And then the other thing too is, I mean, we are corn and soybean country for the world. You know, there's not a county in the nation that makes more corn than we do. We just we put that seed in the ground and it just flies right out of here.
Well, you got that beautiful black soil there.
It is. It's one of those things. If you go to plant a tree, you're hard-pressed to find clay. You're going to dig and dig and dig until you find something other.
It's the most beautiful. You know, I used to live in northern Indiana, as you may know, Brian. You may remember I told you that. And the most beautiful soil you'll ever see is in that region of Indiana, Illinois. I mean, it's just black, and you turn a spade of soil over, and you just want to turn another one over. It's beautiful.
It's really something. I mean, especially if, you know, for any gardeners or anybody out there, it's one of those things where you don't add a lot to the soil if you put your garden out. You know, you go throw some green beans on the ground. If you're not giving them away, then you've got something else going on.
Yeah. So all right. So let's talk about the chamber.
Yes, sir.
Tell us how many members you got.
We are right about the 1,000 mark, and you know, Bloomington Normal, McLean County, we're a countywide chamber. Bloomington Normal, the Twin Cities here in town, are obviously the predominant communities here locally. Between the two of those here,
the other city is Normal.
Yes, sir.
Folks,
yes, sir.
That's the name of this city is Normal. Normal,
and
Illinois.
That goes back to the days. Illinois State University is here in our community, and that goes back to the days when that university was founded. It was founded as a Normal university. So anybody who knows.
Right. State Normal. The school I graduated from originally was called State Normal School, SNS.
Yep, exactly right. And so that name pretty much stuck with the town. And then back in the 60s, Illinois State dropped the Normal part and went with Illinois State University. And then the town of Normal, obviously, well, we've got some pretty good branding efforts, so we don't want to shift that.
Right.
But those two communities make up about 110,000 population-wise. And the population of the whole county is, if I remember right, around 140,000, 150,000.
Right. Well, that's a pretty darn nice. It sounds a lot like my community, the size of the chamber and everything. So, what are your small business owners excited and frightened about these days?
Well, I think everyone up around here is feeling different excitement and different fears in different areas. You know, a lot of folks say that the McLean County area is insulated from some of the financial downturn we've had a few years ago because, you know, we've got four institutions of higher learning in town. We've got Illinois State University. We've got Illinois Wesleyan University, which is a small private college, and one junior college and a community college. So basically with a higher education, with State Farm and Country here, with some of these other pieces we've got going on, you know, we are in pretty good shape, and which is a fair assessment, but at the same time, you know, those institutions are not the only economic drivers of this community. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot going on, and so I'm always cautious to say we're insulated because as soon as you do, someone's either going to find a reason that you're not, or, you know, you've kind of jinxed yourself. So I don't know that we're insulated. We may have some advantages, but we're certainly not better off than anyone else in certain respects.
The thing is, a community like yours has to be grateful for organizations like State Farm and the others, but also you have to do the belt and suspenders thing by continually doing what you do. I know you do, and that's supporting small business owners because, you know, State Farms come and go.
Right.
I'm using that State Farm metaphorically. And we've all seen where a big operation was for decades the benefactor of a community, and then all of a sudden it was gone, and the community went the other way. So you got to build a foundation under those organizations, don't you? Which in my opinion are the Main Street small businesses.
You're exactly right. And when you look at a population breakdown of our workforce, you know, somewhere around 60-65%, and I'm generalizing, but 60-65% of the workforce population within McLean County is small business. And I'm not even using the government's definition. I'm talking about, you know, institutions of 75, 100 employees less. And even then, if you look at the demographics of our chamber, it is a precipitous drop in the number of employees. You know, we've got 30, 40 members who have better than 70 employees. Everything after that, I mean, it's a precipitous drop in the employee count. And we've got a lot of 1-5 person firms. And these are people who are, you know, they're building their business. They're not here. You know, they may be thinking down the road, yeah, I might get rich. But right now, they're just looking to provide for their families and do something the entrepreneurial
way. And it's absolutely classic American small business. And I just want to make sure every small business owner out there knows that if your goal in life is to have 4 or 5 employees as long as you live and to serve your customers and to take care of those employees and to provide for your family and to build some financial, you know, some financial strength for yourself, that's absolutely a wonderful American success story. And nobody helps small business owners accomplish that more than their local chamber of commerce folks. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977. If you're a small business owner and you're not a member of your chamber, I want to know why. 20 after, right back with Brian Davis. We're going to talk about his big doings we got going on over there tomorrow in McLean County, Illinois. Stay with us.
Sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.